And we're back for another hour today, hour number two, Wednesday, March the 4th, 2020, here on WWGH Radio, 11 minutes past the hour, almost 12 minutes past the hour. Now, the first hour, we were talking about goulash soup. Now, I thought goulash soup had zucchini in it, but I'm being told by a lot of people that goulash does not have zucchini in it. Now, does anybody have a recipe for goulash soup or what goulash soup is? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Do want to remind you, Charlie Evers will follow this program today. He's got lots of great giveaways to Jimmy John's, Panda Express, Smoothie King. That'll be coming up 10 a.m. till 12 noon today. And then we have Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12 to 1. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 until 7. So a full day of programming here on WWGH Radio. But does anybody have the idea for what goulash soup is? I thought it had zucchini in it, but apparently it's just like a conglomerate of stuff you throw in a pot. But I don't know what you put in the pot. Because if you put, like, the meat, let's say you put meat and zucchini and whatever in there, don't you have to put some kind of beef broth or some kind of chicken broth or some kind of broth in there to make it a soup? Wouldn't you have to add something to make it a soup? Does anybody have any recipes for goulash, I guess is the question here, or zucchini bread? Does anybody know anything about zucchini bread? That's an interesting one as well, because I don't think I've ever had zucchini bread. Now, apparently, it kind of tastes like pumpkin bread, which pumpkin bread, I've had that. That doesn't taste bad at all. And certainly, let's see, pumpkin bread, banana bread, blueberry bread, that all sounds good to me. But I've never had the zucchini bread. Now, is zucchini kind of sweet? Because the pumpkin bread is kind of sweet. So, that's the question. 740-383-9944. Do you have a recipe for goulash, or do you know anything about zucchini bread? Now, also, I'm fighting this illness, whatever it is. Who knows what it is? But, again, no symptoms. No symptoms have ever developed. I don't have a cold. I don't have a headache. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have an upset stomach. I don't have any of that. Just kind of run down and tired. Now, last hour, the question came up, maybe I should just go have some blood work done, because it's quite possible it could be some kind of a heart problem. Now, we hope it's not a heart problem, because that's the last thing you need creeping up on you in life. But you never know. So does anybody have any medical advice? Because, and I know we're not doctors here, but this is like, I think of this program as like a over the, you know, coffee table in the morning or over the kitchen table while we are all having breakfast talking to each other. So what do you think should be done in a situation like this? Or do you know anybody who's had an illness like this? I know some people listen over in a doctor's office here in town. Maybe they can give me some unsolicited advice. I don't know. You know, I've been with the NyQuil and the DayQuil, and I started thinking the other day, I wonder if the NyQuil is what's making me tired. Because when you take that NyQuil, you know, that can kind of wear you down as well. So I don't know if it's the medicine I'm taking that's making me tired, or if it's the illness I have that is making me tired. So if anybody has any guesses on that, they're free to call in. Now, a while back, we did a show about weird things people eat. Now, this came about because somebody was talking, I think it was Sean, a matter of fact, was talking about eating peanut butter drenched in syrup. And I thought that was odd. And then I talked about how I always see people eating macaroni and cheese with ketchup on it. And I thought that was odd. But Are there any new weird things that you have seen people eat that are not normal? Give us a call. Those things are always interesting. 740-383-9944. Like I remember telling the story, I knew somebody who used to take bread and slather it. Well, I think they would toast it. They would toast the bread, and then they would slather it in peanut butter and dunk that in hot tea. Peanut butter on toast and dunk it in hot tea. And that was a big thing. I don't know why it was a big thing, but that was a big thing to eat. Then I also remember when I was very, very young, my grandfather used to take saltine crackers and dip them in milk. Did you ever see anybody do that? Take the saltine crackers and dip them in milk? Now, I like the Ritz crackers. I've seen people take the Ritz crackers and dip them in milk. Now, that's not bad. But I remember him taking the saltine crackers and dipping them in milk. Did you ever see anybody do that? Was that a thing people did who lived on a farm? He grew up on a farm, I think. Or any other weird things you can remember people eating. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Kind of a hodgepodge morning here on the program. So we're talking about zucchini bread. Does anybody have a good recipe or idea about zucchini bread? Does anybody have a good recipe or idea about goulash? Does anybody know anything about the illnesses going around? And what are some weird things that people eat? Usually for a snack is where these weird things come from. Like I say, I remember crackers and milk, saltine crackers and milk. I remember people putting ketchup on their macaroni and cheese, which that still disgusts me to this day. Now, I can put ketchup on scrambled eggs. Now, that's not bad. But not on macaroni and cheese. There's something about putting ketchup on macaroni and cheese that just does not do it for me. What are some other weird things that people eat? Do you have anything that somebody in your family ate or that you ate that you think is a little off kilter? If you do, give me a call. Or if you have a recipe for something that is really good but doesn't sound really good, 740-383-9944. I'll tell you something I had the other day that I did not think would be very good, but it was good. I had pretzels flavored with honey. Now, I did not think those would be very good, but the honey-flavored pretzels were actually not bad for whatever reason. I ate quite a few. I thought I would just start, it was one of those things where you can't just eat one. So I started eating these honey-flavored pretzels, and they were so good. I thought, man, this is where it's at. Honey-flavored pretzels. Has anybody tried these? They're very, very good. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I grew up with making, you take graham crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And you put peanut butter on the graham crackers. You make a stack, like five or six. Put it in a bowl and pour milk on top.
So you put peanut butter on the graham crackers.
Yes.
You pour it in a bowl, and then you just put milk on top of that.
Yep. And my brothers and sisters, we grew up eating that, and my kids and their kids, and we just called it cracker cereal.
Huh. Now, what does it taste like? Just peanut butter and...
Yeah, peanut butter on a graham cracker, and instead of, like, dipping it in milk, you just pour the milk in the bowl and eat it like a bowl of cereal.
You know what's funny? Now that I think back on this, when I was thinking about the toasted bread and peanut butter in the hot tea,
uh-huh.
I also remember that same person doing that with... He used to take cinnamon graham crackers,
uh-huh.
and he would put peanut butter on top of those and dip them in the hot tea.
Okay, well... Each to his own.
Yeah. Do you ever remember the saltines in the milk, though?
No, I don't.
Now, see, that was always a weird thing
yeah.
that I would see him eating.
But he loved those. That's, I don't know if it was a something he picked up from childhood or what it was.
Well, I guess when you're smaller, you eat weird things.
Yeah, you do. You pick up on those things. Well, hey, that's interesting. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so you take graham crackers and you put peanut butter on them and you put them in a bowl and then you cover them in milk. And you get kind of a graham cracker type of a cereal. That would be considered something a little off-kilter. I have not heard of that before, but I guess if you like peanut butter, that would be okay. And I do remember now, the cinnamon graham crackers. He would take the cinnamon graham crackers and put peanut butter on top of those and dip those in the hot tea. I always thought that was a little different. But has anybody heard of the crackers and the milk? That's a different one to me. Or do you have your own little off-kilter recipe? Maybe something you eat that nobody else really does, but you think it's really good. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour on this, what is it? 3-4-2020. Talking about odd things that people eat. You know, it seems for some reason that it's ketchup and peanut butter that people add to everything. I don't know why it's ketchup and peanut butter. Why are those the two ingredients that are added to all food to make them taste different? Because what I always thought about the ketchup was if you put ketchup on macaroni and cheese, it just makes it taste like ketchup. So really, all you want is ketchup. Why don't you just eat the ketchup? I never understood that. And I never understood why certain hamburger places pepper their hamburgers. Does anybody know why they do that? I hate pepper on a hamburger. Does anybody know why hamburgers are peppered? Give me a call if you have a strange recipe or know why hamburgers are peppered, or have a recipe for goulash, or have anything to say about zucchini bread. Anything on your mind. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. It's an interesting topic to talk about things that people eat. And I think a lot of these things that people eat have been carried over from their childhood, that's where they come from. They ate them when they were a child, so all of a sudden they continue to be good into their adulthood, and they just never get over the taste of that particular food, which is different when you think about it. That's got to be where that saltine cracker and milk thing came from. But boy, he just loved to eat the saltine crackers and the milk. Just whole milk. Who knows? Give me a call if you have any of those things you want to talk about. 740-383-9944. I saw last night, I was driving down Mount Vernon Avenue, okay, here we go. Maybe this is another one. I love to hear these type of things. They're very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about crackers and coffee and so forth. My grandfather lived with us when I was growing up. There was 10 kids in our family, so you didn't get a whole lot of individual attention. But my grandfather, in the afternoon, would get him a cup of cold leftover coffee from lunch. Didn't even think he even warmed it up. But if you were the kid that got there to share that crackers and cold coffee, you were special for about 5 minutes. I don't even know if we liked it, but we liked that we were the only one that was sitting on his lap having crackers and cold coffee.
So it was just regular, like, saltine crackers?
Yeah, I think it was. It was, and he would either dip them in or he'd dunk them, and then you'd take a spoon and eat them. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't good to the kid. But we did get individual attention for about 5 minutes.
Well, individual attention from grandfather.
Yeah, and when there's 10 kids, you don't get a whole lot of that.
I understand. Well, that's an interesting one. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Well, that is interesting. Okay, cold coffee and crackers. See, crackers are another one that figure in here. Peanut butter, ketchup, and crackers seem to figure into a lot of these recipes. And I do think a lot of them had to do with getting attention. Because, like the caller said there, her grandfather had 10 grandkids, so that's how you got attention. Would you add the cold coffee and crackers? Now, that doesn't sound good to me, but you know, I'm not much of a coffee person, to be honest with you. So cold coffee and crackers to me is not appealing right off the bat. Now, crackers I could do, but cold coffee, I'm not even into warm coffee. So that would not do me any good whatsoever. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, let me tell you a little bit of a sweet story about food there.
All right.
Yeah, my mother, God, you know, rest her soul there, she used to make homemade fudge. Oh, my God. And then you couldn't duplicate that on a friggin' store or anything like that. Yeah, my sister's got the same recipe, and I try to make it, but I can't get the job done.
Now, what do you think it was about those older cooks that even though we have the recipe, we cannot duplicate it just right?
I don't know. It seems like they just took their time at what they were doing there, and like the rest of us, we just get impatient. What we do, and we just give up too early there.
That is for sure. I just think that some, you notice, and I think Charlie has remarked about this, that when you go out to these buffet dinners now, you can tell that younger people are cooking because things don't taste quite like they used to.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. We ate out there at Steve Ikota's restaurant yesterday, and I had some of the best food I had in a long time. Wow, I even thought about ordering second and thirds that yesterday. It just tasted so good, it won't leave.
Sometimes when it hits the spot, it hits the spot.
Right on, brother.
Hey,
right on.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's an interesting one, too, because sometimes it can date back to their to your childhood and maybe something your mother or your father made. That certainly is true. So now we've got special fudge that cannot be duplicated. We've got crackers and cold coffee. We have crackers and milk. We've got ketchup on your macaroni and cheese. Does anybody else have a weird recipe or something, maybe a regular recipe, that is hard to duplicate? There's something about it that cannot be duplicated, and you've never tasted anything like it. Does anybody have any of those? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and 30 minutes past the hour here? Now, I'm getting some messages that people don't use lard anymore. Now, that could be right. I don't think we use a lot of lard anymore in trans fat, you know, so I guess that goes right along with lard. We had this trans fat ban, and I think that changes the taste of a lot of things, especially like pie crusts and things of that nature. There's something to that, I think. Go ahead, caller. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I have a recipe, or it's my mom's recipe, for hamburger goulash.
Oh, go ahead.
It's like a pound of hamburger, one whole onion diced up, one can of tomatoes, and you brown your hamburger and your onions, and then you boil your macaroni, and you just throw it all in together with the tomatoes and heat it up.
So it's just hamburger, onion, and macaroni.
Hamburger, onion, and tomato.
Oh, and tomato.
Yeah.
So what makes it kind of a soupy mixture?
It's the can of tomatoes.
Oh, the can of tomatoes.
Make sure you drain your macaroni, though. It ain't going to be any good.
Hmm.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay, thank Bye-bye. You.
Now, there's a goulash recipe. Now, I do remember now that I think back to the goulash that it did have zucchini in it, and maybe it was hamburger. Maybe it was hamburger in there. Goulash or zucchini, hamburger, macaroni, tomato. That might be right. That maybe it was just they added zucchini to the hamburger goulash. I don't know. Does anybody have a good goulash recipe? Or is there such a thing? Or are there just several different types of goulash? Maybe that's what we're learning here this morning. Or is there something weird that people eat that you would think, well, that doesn't taste very good, but yet it does? Like the crackers in the cold coffee, the ketchup on the macaroni and cheese, all those sort of things. And I think a lot of these date back many, many years. They go way, way back. Now, the saltines in the milk, I was never a fan of, but the Ritz crackers in the milk, you can do that. That's not awful. Does anybody have any of these old recipes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. And I think that cheese may have been, I don't know. You know, recently, I like pizza. But I don't eat pizza very often, oddly enough. But I have really gotten into putting Parmesan cheese on top of pizza as of late. I didn't do that for a long time, but now it's become a thing. I just love the Parmesan cheese on top of the pizza. Now, I never used to do that, but now I do it all the time. Parmesan cheese for me used to be a thing that you only put on, like, garlic bread. Now, if you wanted to make... Now, there's a topic. Homemade garlic bread. Because now people buy it in the store and it's already pre-made. Does anybody have a recipe for really good, quick garlic bread? Because there are so many ways to make garlic bread. And I remember when I was younger, nobody ever bought garlic bread. You made it at home. But I was trying to remember what you put on the bread to make homemade garlic bread. Now, I think obviously you put garlic on it. But what else did you put? You put some kind of butter, I think. And seemed to me that Parmesan cheese was involved somehow. Now, does anybody have a good recipe for garlic bread? Like if you're going to have lasagna or you're going to have spaghetti. Does anybody have a good recipe for that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or is there something weird that you cook or that somebody in your family has eaten that you think people might want to try that's kind of good? And all these things we've heard today probably are good. They just hit people's taste buds a little differently. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour here this morning on WWGH Radio. Don't forget Charlie Evers Show coming up after this one today, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. So that's the day on WWGH Radio. But talking about food and these old recipes is really interesting to me, because I had not thought about goulash or zucchini for a long time. So have we learned that zucchini is not a must when it comes to goulash? Because I thought it was. But it might be that maybe the person who made it for me was just putting zucchini in with the hamburger, the macaroni, the tomato sauce. Is it tomato sauce or just tomato, like a can of tomatoes? Might just be a can of tomatoes.
And I wonder if you put any spices in there or anything. What do you think? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. And I do want to thank the person yesterday who brought the large diet soda in. I thank them for doing that. And also the person who brought the late birthday gift, the apple butter in. The lightly colored apple butter, which is exactly the way I like it. I appreciate that. Now, the good news is, as far as this illness is going, you know, I'm pretty sure to say that I feel better than I did yesterday. But how much better, I don't know. We're not enough into the day today to really know. As the day goes on, I'll be able to fill you in better on how I feel. But I know yesterday, woo, that was rough. It was like, as I said on Monday, it was like being in a fish tank all day. You know how the fish are in the fish tank, and you can kind of look out the window, but you feel kind of like you're there, but you're not. That's how I felt yesterday. I was there, but I wasn't. So don't ask me to recall anything from yesterday, because I probably will not remember any of it. That is how bad it was. But it's been the weirdest illness because there are no symptoms outside of body aches and just being tired. That's it. I would have thought there would have been some other symptoms with it. Maybe not. Let's see. We do have a note here. We have the Child, what is this here? The Child Evangelism Fellowship Luncheon and Silent Auction to benefit the Good News Clubs, Saturday, March the 7th at the Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010 Marion Marysville Road, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for early bird bidding. Doors open at 10:30. To donate an auction item or for luncheon tickets, call 740-262-0939. Or contact who gives you this invite. To mail a gift, send it to 6635 Groundhog Pike, LaRue, Ohio, 43332. 6635 Groundhog Pike, LaRue, Ohio, 43332. So there you go. That's the big Child Evangelism Fellowship Luncheon and Silent Auction to benefit the Good News Clubs, Saturday, March the 7th, Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010 Marion Marysville Road. All right, 40 minutes past the hour this morning. Does anybody have any more of those weird recipes or interesting things to talk about in the past? See, I don't like anything made with anise, because anise to me tastes like soap. And I think they use anise in soap. We've never really gotten to the bottom of that. But isn't anise used in soap? This is why I cannot stand anise. To me, it has a very soapy taste. And that's what's in fruitcake. And I think certain cookies have anise in them. And anything with anise, I just cannot deal with. Anise is not my thing. Does anybody have anything with anise in it? I'm getting a message here. Let me see here if this is something that would be readable on the air. Might be from one of our listeners here. Let's see. Okay. My great-grandmother's goulash recipe included macaroni noodles and cubed steak. She also used a lot of Hungarian paprika. Spicy, but very tasty. So there we go again. We've got cubed steak, macaroni noodles, Hungarian paprika. So we're back to the idea of kind of macaroni and things of that nature. I'm thinking now the goulash that I had, I do think had hamburger in it. I do think it had macaroni in it. I do think it had tomatoes in it. And then maybe they just added the zucchini. Maybe that's what it was. Could be. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, we do have some of these movie trivia questions that we did not get answered the other day. Let's see, where are we on the movie trivia here? Okay, here's the ones we did not get answered the other day. Now, remember, these are quotes from movies. Attica, Attica. What movie is that from? Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movie is that from? A martini, shaken, not stirred. What movie is that from? Who's on first? A legendary routine. Does anybody remember what movie that's from? Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former groundskeeper, now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like a miracle. It's in the hole, it's in the hole, it's in the hole. What movies are those? Does anybody know those movies? The titles that those movie clips came from? Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. A martini shaken, not stirred. Who's on first? Cinderella story, out of nowhere. A former groundskeeper, now about to become the Masters champion. All right, let's see if we got an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, your one was from Caddyshack.
That is Caddyshack. One, the groundskeeper one from, what a legendary movie that was.
Oh boy, Rodney Dangerfield, you gotta love the guy. Who was that guy that played, I know Chevy Chase was in it, and what was that other guy that played that crazy guy that was trying to make it? kept on trying to dynamite the groundhog.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray, absolutely.
Yeah, you'd sit there and roll for hours watching that movie.
Oh, a hilarious, hilarious movie without question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That was Caddyshack. You've got it. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former groundskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like a miracle. It's in the hole. It's in the hole. It's in the hole. That was Caddyshack, 1980. How about that? All right. Does anybody know the other movie trivia? We've got Attica, Attica. That's a famous quote. Does anybody know what movie that's from? Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movie is that? A martini, shaken, not stirred. Who's on first? Legendary routine. But does anybody know what movie that first appeared in? I'll give you two new ones, because we've got the Caddyshack one here. Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Does anybody know what movie that's from? That's an interesting one. Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. What movie is that from? And here's a very popular one. I think we'll get this one right off the bat. I feel the need for speed. That's a very popular one. Does anybody know what movie that's from? I feel the need for speed. What movies are those from? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Who's on first? A martini, shaken, not stirred. Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movies are those clips from? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the titles to those movies? Somebody does. Go ahead, caller.
Top Gun for I feel the need to speed.
Yeah, now I've heard that they're remaking that movie. Is that right?
I heard the same thing.
I don't know if they are or not. I mean, I guess they could. I think everybody's still alive who was in that movie.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting. Top Gun, you've got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, that is Top Gun. I thought that would be an easy one. I feel the need for speed. That is Top Gun. All right, what else do we have here? Well, life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. What movie is that from? Who's on first? That legendary routine. Does anybody know what movie that was from? A martini, shaken, not stirred. That's a movie quote. Does anybody know that movie? Attica, Attica. What movie did that come from? And Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. What movie did that come from? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the titles of any of these movies? With about 13 minutes left in the show today, 47 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody have a recipe for goulash or want to discuss weird things that people eat? We've heard cold coffee and crackers. We've heard saltine crackers and milk. We've heard peanut butter on a graham cracker put in a bowl with milk over top of it. We've heard of goulash recipes with hamburger and macaroni and tomato, which doesn't sound half bad, and zucchini bread. Did we ever get the recipe for zucchini bread? Does anybody have that one? You know, wasn't there something called marshmallow salad? What was marshmallow salad? I don't remember ever eating it, but I remember people talking about something called marshmallow salad. Does anybody know what that is? I'm sure it involved marshmallows, obviously. But I'm not sure what else went into marshmallow salad. Was it like macaroni salad or potato salad? I'm sure you wouldn't put mustard or any of that stuff in it. But I remember people used to make marshmallow salad, but I don't remember what was in it. Does anybody remember? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember what was in marshmallow salad? It seemed to me that it had some kind of fruit as the other component. I don't know. All right, the movie titles we have here. Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. A martini, shaken, not stirred. Who's on first? Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. And I'll add two more for you here. Snap out of it. What is that one? My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. What movie is that from? My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. 740-383-9944. What movies are those from? Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air today. Also want to remind you here that, let's see here. What do we got going on? Oh, we haven't mentioned this in a while. Neighborhood Supper, free meal. Second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. You enter in the rear entrance. The next one will be March the 10th. So Neighborhood Supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street, and the next free meal will be March the 10th. We're through February. March the 10th. And then we also have the Child Evangelism Fellowship Luncheon and Silent Auction to benefit the Good News Club. Saturday, March the 7th at the Cornerstone Alliance Church, 2010 Marion Marysville Road, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., For early bird bidding, doors open at 10:30. To donate an auction item or for luncheon tickets, call 740-262-0939. Or if you want to mail something in, you can do that. 6635 Groundhog Pike, LaRue, Ohio, 43332. And that is how that's done. And if you ever want to send us anything here at the station, you can do that. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. It's just that simple. All right, anybody else going to get in on the movie trivia today with about 8 minutes left before we break here and Charlie comes in at 10 after 10 this morning? The movie title's still out there, Attica, Attica. What movie is that from? Attica, Attica. Sawyer, you're going out a youngster, but you're coming back a star. A martini, shaken, not stirred. I'm surprised we haven't gotten that one. That one is kind of the movie title that it is. A martini, shaken, not stirred. Who's on first? That legendary routine done by a legendary comedy duo. Does anybody know what movie that first appeared in? Who's on first? Life is a banquet, and most poor suckers are starving to death. Does anybody know what movie that is? Snap Out of It. That's a new one we have. And that's a fairly recent movie. Fairly. Snap Out of It. And this one is an old movie, but I think a movie a lot of people have seen. My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you. Does anybody know what movie that is from? If you do, give me a call. 740-383-9944. You know, we have had this Jags koozie here for I don't know how long. And it's a nice koozie. I don't know why we cannot give this thing away. It's got, it's nice foam rubber, yellow, says Jags, has the web address on there, has their phone number on there. Do people not use koozies anymore? Do people not put their drink in koozies to keep them cold? Is that a thing of the past? I don't know. We've given away everything else. We gave away the Jags t-shirt. We gave away a few Jags t-shirts, a matter of fact. We gave away the Jags hats. But we still have the Jags koozie. For whatever reason, the Jags koozie lives on. And I'm not really sure why this is such a hard thing to give away. Now, Charlie will have some good gifts to give away on his show today. He's got things from Smoothie King, things from Jimmy John's, things from Panda Express. Are people still good with the Panda Express? All I've heard are good things from the Panda Express. Is that still a go-to place here in Marion? Has everybody had a good experience over at the Panda Express? If I were to go over there, what would I want to order? What is a good thing to order at the Panda Express? Let me know. Because I haven't been there yet. I went over when they first opened and got stuck in the line, and then I gave up on it. But I'm thinking about trying it again. But what would be something that would be good to eat at the Panda Express? What would you recommend? 740-383-9944. And as I was saying earlier, I was driving down Route 95 yesterday, and apparently what will be the House of Cigars there, where Payless used to be located, is coming along. They were doing more work in there yesterday. I don't think it's... I did not understand the sign that said, come on in. I don't even know if that sign is still there now. But it looks like they're progressing on the work inside of that building. It looks like they're progressing where the Dunkin' Donuts is supposed to go, there next to Jiffy Lube. Does anybody have any information on any of these businesses or locations, the Dunkin' Donuts spot or the House of Cigars spot there at Payless, or downtown here in Marion, the market that's coming in. Does anybody have any information on any of those things? Those are interesting to talk about. 740-383-9944, 57 minutes past the hour this morning. It's been a good morning because it's a good morning to talk about a lot of interesting things. And as I said earlier, I don't know why goulash came up on my mind, because I probably haven't had it in 15 or 20 years. But for some reason, when the people in my family used to cook goulash, they did it with zucchini. I know there was zucchini involved in the goulash, but what I've learned today is, apparently, that's not necessary. It can be just about anything. I guess it could be anything you like. Hamburger, macaroni, tomatoes, whatever you want. But I did like it with the zucchini, I will say that, although I have never had zucchini bread. But I do think Bob Evans does offer it, along with the pumpkin bread and the banana bread. And I think they have blueberry bread there, too. But a marshmallow salad, I still don't remember what was in marshmallow salad. Now, that is something I have not seen for a long time. Does anybody remember marshmallow salad? And if you do, what was in it? I remember that was a thing that people used to cook quite a bit. But I have not heard anybody mention or say anything about marshmallow salad, and I don't know how long. Eons and eons and eons ago. Obviously, it involved marshmallows, and it seemed to me like it had some kind of fruit. Some kind of fruit and some kind of marshmallows, and you'd put that together, and for some reason, that was marshmallow salad, and people seemed to like it. But again, I have not heard that in a long, long time. So if anybody knows anything about marshmallow salad, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Charlie Evers comes up after this show today, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. He's got Jimmy John, Smoothie King, and Panda Express giveaways. The Jags Koozie still here as well. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. today. Offbeat News with Nate Redman today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, my mom used to make, we called it tapioca salad.
Uh-huh.
But it would start out, you would have cooked the tapioca, which I don't know how many people even what that is anymore. And then when it would cool, she would add, at that time, she would whip whipping cream. And there was also pineapple in it and marshmallows.
And that was marshmallow salad.
And that was marshmallow salad. And you'd stir it up, and it was delicious.
Oh, it sounds good.
Yes.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And on that note, I'm out of here today. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Charlie Evers around the corner.
How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that.
And then afterwards, no,
I mean, you're always a little bit